welcome to Keep the Bastards Honest, the podcast of the Australian Democrats. I'm your host, Alana Mitchell, and on this episode, well, we're back. I did not mean for the podcast to go on an extended hiatus after the election, but as usual, events, dear boy, events got in the way. I've had upheavals in my professional life, my personal life, and if that wasn't enough, the Democrats team have been hard at work taking stock of where the party is at in this extraordinary political environment we find ourselves in after the 2025 election. And we've been making plans for the next few years. So the good news is that we want to put paid to our increasingly erratic podcasting schedule, and not only podcast more regularly, we want to podcast more frequently. The bad news is that in order to do that, we need to shake things up a bit, do quite a bit of planning and do quite a lot of work behind the scenes to find me more time to work on the podcast. So as the shampoo ad says, it won't happen overnight, but it will happen. I am hoping to get an end of year wrap up and some explainer episodes to you over the summer break. If you're like me and all of your favourite news and politics podcasts are going on a break, then if I can manage to get all of my ducks into the same pond, I don't have any hope of getting them into a row, then I might be able to fill that gap for you. If you have friends and family who are in need of a new podcast to fill their hiatus-impacted current affairs podcasting schedule, please share Keep the Bastards Honest with them and stay tuned. Our end-of-year message is usually a time to wish our members a Merry Christmas if they observe it. This year, however, it's not possible to do so without first acknowledging the horrific terrorist attack at Bondi last week, an event we are all still trying to process. I'm going to take the liberty of speaking on behalf of the party and say that we are devastated for the Jewish community, the victims and the survivors of this appalling act of terrorism. And our hearts go out to everyone who has been impacted. We mourn those who were lost and those who had loved ones taken from them far too soon. We also honour the extraordinary bravery and sacrifice of Boris and Sophia Gurman, who gave their lives attempting to prevent the attack, and Ahmed Al-Ahmed, who was injured while disarming one of the gunmen. We honour, too, the many unsung heroes, the surf lifesavers who ran toward danger to administer first aid and who pulled swimmers from the water even while the shooting was underway. Those who gave shelter to people unknown to them, who shielded complete strangers with their bodies, and in some instances gave their lives doing so. The police officers who were injured trying to stop the attack, and all the first responders who rushed into a dangerous and unknown situation to help their fellow Australians. It has been less than 2 weeks since the peace and joy of Hanukkah was shattered, though for many it feels far longer. Our communities are grieving, and our nation is grieving too. Alongside that grief, there is also, understandably, anger and deep hurt. At a time usually associated with light, resilience, and renewal, the sense of loss has been deeply felt. As we move through this holiday season, let us hold our loved ones close, be gentle with ourselves and each other, and choose kindness and humanity as this incredibly difficult year draws to a close. At this point in the year, just past the solstice, a turning point recognised across cultures, we are reminded that light does endure and that seasons do change. It is a time for reflection on who we are, what we stand for, and the kind of country we continue to believe Australia can be and will be. In the spirit that has guided the Australian Democrats since 1977, may we meet difference with respect, hold fast to fairness and compassion, take on challenges together, and find better ways forward and carry those values with us into the year ahead. I wish you all a peaceful and joyful Christmas if you observe, and a peaceful and restful holiday season if you don't. Thank you for the many ways you've supported the party and this podcast this year. Take care. And best wishes to you and your loved ones.